An opinion on NAFTA and TPP, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. There certainly has been no lack of opinions rendered with regard to the trade deals that President Trump has decided to table, or at the very least, examine very carefully. Such decisions have farmers and ranchers on edge even more than the regular population, and there's a reason for it. Darcy Pollack is a product marketing lead for Syngenta Cereals, and he shared his position.
It's a tough one, namely because export markets are so important for wheat trade through the U.S. You know, you've got around 50% of the wheat market going into trade in the Pacific Northwest. It's even higher. So you can certainly understand why it would be something that's not being taken overly well, at least from what I've been reading. And I haven't talked to some of the growers and the wheat growers, whether it's at the state or national level recently, but I've been reading their releases that they're encouraged by the fact that there is a desire to propel different markets and find new uses, try to work with the new administration to make sure that their markets aren't being degraded in some way, shape, or form. So I think overall, the lack of some of those new trade deals that would be competitive with whether it's Canada or other trading nations like Australia or Russia, you know, they just want to see something that would potentially maybe balance that in some way, shape, or form. And personally, I don't know what that is, but certainly I think that's the focus on trying to find those types of things to make sure that they can keep the money in their pockets and keep markets open and even growing if at all possible.
David Sparks.